your taxes hold the key.
Employers, your S01 monthly statutory deductions for January is due on February 14. You may, however, pay on February 16 as the due date falls on the weekend. Remember, if you file and pay on time, you can benefit from the employment tax credit. Eligible employers may claim the total amount of payroll statutory contributions for education tax, NHT, NIS, and HART, that is, both the employee and employer portions, which have been declared and paid on time for the year. So you see, it pays to be compliant. File and pay your monthly statutory payments on time all the time. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
In today's program, we tell you about the approved standards for helmets in Jamaica, as well as the importance of wearing one when operating a motorcycle. This is Get the Facts. Stay with us. Did you know that approximately 80% of motorcyclists who operate without a helmet suffer fatal or serious head injuries when involved in accidents? This is one of the reasons the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing is recommending that all motorcyclists wear a helmet to protect themselves.
In Jamaica, as it relates to motorcyclists, everyone who drives a motorcycle must wear a helmet. The pillion passengers must wear the helmet also. Now, it's not any helmet they must wear. They must wear approved helmet.
Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Kenneth Hare. The Road Traffic Act sets out four standards to which all motorcycle helmets must conform.
The standards that govern helmet in Jamaica is the Japanese International Standard, JIS. We also have the British Standard. We have the Department of Transportation Standard, which is the US. And we also have the United Nations ECE, which is the European Standard. Once your helmet adheres to any of these four standards, it is good to go on the Jamaican roads. If your helmet does not subscribe to any of these standards, that helmet should not be worn on the network.
A motorcycle helmet may be of the type that provides full coverage for the face, otherwise referred to as full face helmet, with an adjustable visor or the open face helmet. In either case, it must consist of a hard outer shell, a protective padding, comfort padding, and a retention system or chin strap.
Each of these types of helmet, whether it is full face, adjustable, or open face, have some added benefits to it. The outer shell is geared towards reducing the amount of energy from a collision that would reach the head, the skull, the brain, and other internal organs that is under our skull. Inside of the helmet is a protective padding, and the protective padding is also geared towards absorbing a lot of the energy in case of a collision. So we must ensure that as we procure the helmet, we must ensure that we have both the protective padding and the comfort padding inside of it.
Motorcyclists should always ensure that the chin strap is properly utilized.
When you put the helmet on your head, you must ensure that you have that chin strap. The helmet must not catch on your head top. The helmet serves no purpose with it being caught on your head top. It serves no purpose with it being placed right on the gas tank of the motorcycle. We must ensure that the helmet have a chin strap. The chin strap is not for style. We should use it fully. Once we put the helmet on our head, we should ensure that it is strapped under our chin.
In the event you were involved in a collision, you should consider replacing your helmet.
Whenever that crash occurs with the helmet must be changed immediately. And the reason for that is because those energy absorbing materials have already been used up and they will not be there the next time around. So that helmet must be replaced immediately.
Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Kenneth Hare. A helmet is a motorcyclist's main protective shield in the event of an accident. Wear one when you ride. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.